Tereshim Sechtes Vachem Da Pei Dalad. We will begin on Da Pei Gimel Amud Beis, 2 lines from the bottom, Amar Reish Lakish. To quickly review, in our previous year, we began discussing the concept Im Olol Yered, that Allah is under certain circumstances, if something that doesn't belong on the Mizbeach was put on the Mizbeach, La Yered, it should remain there. And in the Mishnah, we learned of 3 opinions. The opinion of Rabbi Yeshua was that this halach is limited to things that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Gamliel said it includes even items that are not burnt on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon, as we learned, essentially agrees with Rabbi Gamliel. However, he says we know that in many kabbonis, the halach is we bring along michas from the sachim. The halach is that only when those kabbonis are brought independently, as we discussed and we'll discuss today again, there is a possibility for somebody to donate a carbon minchas nesachim. Then the halach is that if such a carbon, even if it became disqualified, under certain circumstances, it may remain on the mizbeach. However, if it's a minchas nesachim that's just being brought along with another carbon, as is the general rule, that a carbon requires a mincha and nesachim to come along with it, there the halacha is, says Reb Shimon, that even that if it gets disqualified and it's put on the mizbeach, it shouldn't remain there. But at the end of this year, we learned of 2 more opinions regarding this subject. And those are the opinions of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who taught us, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, only live things, only by animals, is there a halacha, the imol lo yared. But we're not dealing with an animal or a bird, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it's strictly an animal, then there's never a halacha imol lo yared. So after taking all of these opinions that we just quickly reviewed together, Reish Lakish summarizes a number of halachas based on these different opinions. So says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, mincha haba b'fnei atzma, a kar mincha that is brought for itself, the michas nesachim that I just discussed, that somebody donates, that even though the Torah doesn't describe such a karban mincha, the halacha, at least as far as our Gemara is concerned, one has the ability, the right to be menadev such a carbon, unlike a regular carbon mincha, that the halacha, as we've learned numerous times, is that a kaimitz is taken off and burnt on the mizbeach, and the shirayim, the rest of the carbon, is eaten by the kohanim. Here, the entire carbon is burnt on the mizbeach, because the din of kaimitz, as the rishayim explain, was only said regarding the carbon minchas that the Torah taught us about. This is not a karma mincha that the Torah taught us about. So says Reish Lakish, L'divrei Kula, according to all of the opinions of our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Shimon, L'Tayrit, if such a carbon was put on the Mizbeach, even if it was disqualified, it should not be removed, because it's a carbon that's an independent carbon that is burnt, and therefore all of these Tanoim would agree, M'ol L'Tayrit. However, the Divrei, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, whom opinion we just quoted a moment ago, that it has to be a carbon that comes from an animal or a bird. Carbon mincha doesn't come from an animal or a bird. There the halach is, it should be removed. Continues the Gemara. What about mincha haba'a mezevach? A carbon mincha that comes along with a carbon, which is the halacha typically. The Divrei, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Lo'tayrit, because we're dealing with something that's supposed to be burnt, and both of them will certainly agree that a carbon that is burnt, even if it's disqualified, it should remain on the Mizbeach. L'divrei Kulan, but according to all the other opinions, Tayrit, it should be taken off. Why? According to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, because it's not coming from a live thing. And according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's coming along with a carbon. And Rav Shimon's opinion is that anything that comes along with a carbon, the halachim alaloi teira doesn't apply. Nesachim habam b'fnei atzman. If you bring a carbon mincha, as we discussed, somebody donates to bring this carbon mincha, l'divrei kulon, according to all the opinions, yeredu, they should be removed. Again, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha is that they should be put, according to Rabbi Yeshua, they should be taken off, because we're talking about the nesachim, we're talking about wine, and wine is not something that's burnt, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, only something that's burnt has the halacha alala yered. We're not talking about something that's burnt. According to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, it has to be something that comes from a live bird animal. It's wine, so therefore it should be removed. They shouldn't be removed. Why? Because according to Gamliel, it doesn't have to be burnt to have the halachim alala yared. And according to Shimon, who, as we've been learning, essentially agrees with Gamliel, as long as it is a independent carbon, it's not part of a larger carbon, this clearly is such a situation, and therefore lo yeredu. Interesting question that I saw that the Brisker Rav discusses. As we've mentioned in our shir, and we know when we daven and we say musaf on the Yom Tovim, so we know that the kabbanis require that we bring along with them a michas nesachim. What does michas nesachim mean? We have to bring along a karim mincha. We have to bring along wine, depending on the carbon, depending on the animal. We've also been learning in our shir today that one has the ability to bring his own michas nesachim, which would mean that it has to be a karim mincha and some wine. Discuss the Brisker Rav and other mefarshim to have the similar discussion. What would be the halacha if somebody wants to donate his own carbon? Can he just choose to donate a mincha alone without the wine? Or the wine alone without the mincha? Or must they both be donated together? Says the Brisker Rav, it really depends on how we look at the michas nesachim that the Torah speaks about. Because, he explains, even though we've been learning that one has the ability to donate a michas nesachim, even that part of a carbon that he's bringing, an animal carbon that he's bringing, it's modeled, the basis why such a carbon is accepted is because it's modeled after the michas nesachim that the Torah speaks about. So now, says the Brisker Rav, how do we look at the michas nesachim that has to be brought along with a carbon? Do we view a michas nesachim that's brought along with a carbon as two separate units? You bring along a carbon mincha with a carbon, and you bring the nesachim with a carbon. If that's the case, then you could separate and donate a mincha alone or a nesachim alone. If, on the other hand, when the Torah tells us that with a carbon we're supposed to bring along michas nesachim, the Torah is telling us that this is one unit, the mincha and the wine. So yes, we could follow, we could use that as a model for bringing our own carbon, but it has to have both together. Continues the Gemara. Nesachim haboim imazavach. What happens if it's nesachim that come along with a carbon? Says Rav Shlakish again. L'divrei kulan, according to all of the opinions of the Tanoim that we've been learning, yeredu, they should be removed. And let's review why. Rav Yeshua will say it has to be removed because it's not burnt. Rav Shimon will hold it has to be removed because it's not an independent carbon, it's part of a larger carbon. Rav Akiva and Rav Yosef Glili will hold that it should be removed because they're not coming from an animal or bird. Only, points out Rish Lakish, L'divrei Rav Gamliel L'chudei, only according to the opinion of Rav Gamliel will the halacha be the lo yeredu, it should remain on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara. Rav Shlakish has taught us wonderful rules, and they serve as an excellent summary of the Gemara that we learned particularly in the previous year. But it's Pshita. If anybody could have come to these results. What is Rish Lakish trying to prove to us? Answers the Gemara. Mincha bo b'fnei atzma itzrich alei. Rish Lakish is trying to teach us, as we have been saying, that one has the right, which is a discussion in the Gemara Masechet Menachos, that one has the right to bring this kind of carbon mincha, even if it's not part of a larger carbon. Kudarava, which is indeed what Rava taught us in Masechet Menachos. Dama Rava, Misnadav Adam, Minchas Nesachim Kuchal Yoyim. The person has the right to bring this carbon mincha if he so desires. Ask the Gemara if that's the point that Rish Lakish is trying to make. So he just should have said that the halacha is like Rava. Why do you have to go through this entire summary of the machloikis that we've been learning to get to that point? Answers the Gemara, a different teretz. The sochem abayim mezevach istruchalei. The chiddush is regarding a carbon nesachim that, as we learned, the typical case or the mandated case by the Torah that you have to bring nesachim and mechas nesachim is that when you bring a carbon, you have to bring along with it a mechas nesachim. That the halacha is, as we will also learn in Masechta Menachos, the kamakriv le'lemacho le'yayim echada. That you don't have to bring the mechas nesachim on the same day that you bring your carbon. The Gemara says, Misnadav Adam, that person brings the carbon mechas, the carbon today, and he can bring the mechas nesachim 10 days later. So we would think, let's just speak out what the Gemara is saying, that when does Rav Shimon teach us that a mechas nesachim, since it's only part of a larger carbon, doesn't have the halacha olala yerid? Only when you're bringing the mechas nesachim together with the carbon. But if you choose, as you may choose, as we're learning, to bring the mechas nesachim not together with the carbon, but at a later date, that the halacha should perhaps be that since it's not being brought together with the carbon, it should not be viewed as part of the carbon, and therefore even Rav Shimon will agree that that mechas nesachim olala yerid, kamash malan, that since it's part of a larger carbon, there is no halacha olala yerid. Interesting discussion in the Rishonim. Now that we've established that the halacha is that even though when you bring a carbon, you have to bring along with it mechas nesachim, you don't necessarily have to bring that mechas nesachim on the day you bring the carbon. Rashi says, however, that certainly it's preferable to bring it along. Don't delay. Do it together. Other Rishonim make the following distinction. They say, by a carbon yachid, there is no problem. Even l'chatchila, one can choose to bring the mechas nesachim a week or so later, or whatever. However, by a carbon seber, there he should bring the mechas nesachim together with the carbon. Why is there a difference, explain these Rishonim, between a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid? So they say a beautiful pshat. When one brings a carbon yachid, there is no shira sung by the Levium by a carbon yachid. However, when a carbon tzibur is brought, there is shira sung along with the carbon. And we know there's a concept of ein shira ela alayayin. Shira should be with wine. So that's why when you bring a carbon tzibur, l'chatchila, you should bring along with it the mechas nesachim, as we've been describing the sachim, a wine, so you should have the wine together with the carbon mincha. So again, the sachim ha'boim ha'mazavach etzuchalei. The chiddush of Rish Lakish is that when one brings the mechas nesachim with a carbon, that the halach, as we just said, is the kamakav le'lemachol yoyim ha'achra, you don't have to bring it the same day as you bring the carbon. And therefore, sakadat chamina hoyel v'amamar, since as we're going to learn in Masechet Menachos, mechosam niskeim belayla, you don't have to bring it that day, you could bring it even by night, mechosam niskeim lamacha, they don't have to be brought together with the carbon. And therefore, when they are not being brought together with the carbon, I would think perhaps they should be treated by Rab Shimon, k'nesachem abam b'fnei atzma, like nesachem that are brought by themselves. Umayd Rav Shimon will agree that the lo yerdu, if they become disqualified, they still may remain on the Mizbeach. Kamash Milan, that since the reason you're bringing this Mechas Nesachim is because you brought a carbon, the fact that they're not physically being brought together is immaterial, and Rav Shimon will say that the Alochim Olo lo yerdu doesn't apply. Says the Mishnah, Elu im Olo lo yerdu. We've been discussing, we continue to discuss. What is the when does this halacha, olu lo yardu, apply? Says the Mishnah, the first case is halon. Halon, as we're going to learn. If somebody has to do an avoida with the dam, it has to be done before Shkia. If somebody has to put the Amorim on the Mizbeach, they have to be put on before the Alois HaShachar of the next day after you brought the carbon. If you wait past these prescribed times, it becomes long. However, it teaches us the Mishnah, if you put something that was long on the Mizbeach, the Halacha Olalo Yard will apply. And here we have a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Mishnah. There's some Rishonim, because as we just described, as we just identified, Lon could be speaking about Dam, and Lon could be speaking about Amorim. So some Rishonim explain that according to Rav Gamliel, who doesn't require there be an item that's burnt, Lon would be speaking both about Dam and Amorim. Whereas according to Rabbi Shua, as we've been learning, only something that's burnt has the Halachim Olalo Yardu, so we'd only be speaking about Amorim, not Dam, because Dam is not burnt. However, there are Rishonim that say that even though we learned in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Shua says that something that's not burnt, the Halachim Olalo Yardu, doesn't apply to it, Rabbi Shua will agree that the Dam, even though it's not burnt, if it's Lon, the Dirim Olalo Yardu will apply. Why? Because since Lon is a general category, and in the general category, as we just described of Lon, we have both Dam and Amorim. And Amorim, certainly everybody agrees, the Dirim Olalo Yardu will apply. We have to look at it as one category. And therefore, Rav Shul will agree we can't distinguish between Dam and Amorim. Hayotzei. We know that the Halach is, you're not allowed to take anything outside of the Azara. If Kachim are taken out of the Azara, they become disqualified. Still, Im Olalo Yardu. Vatamei. If the carbon becomes Tamei, same din. Vishanishchat, if a carbon was brought, Chutz L'Zmanoi, which we know as Machsheves Pigel, or Chutz L'Mekoimoi, Vishakiblu P'sulim, if people who are apostle did the Kabbalah Saddam, or as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the Zurika Saddam, we will also, Mitzvashem, learn in the Gemara, when we speak about P'sulim, does it mean anyone who's disqualified from doing the Avoda? Only certain individuals? Of a Zarko Stamai, or somebody who's possible did the Zrika. Rabbi Hudaimer, Rabbi Shudit says, Shanishchet Belaila. However, if the carbon was brought by night, or Vinishpach Dama, or if its dam was spilled, again, Taisus has a discussion, when was it spilled? And we'll discuss this later when we get to the Gemara. Or Yatsa Dama, if the blood was taken outside the Azara, if Shehuda holds him, also Tarit. If Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, he says, even these last three cases, Rabbi Yehuda says that if this type of disqualified item came on the Mizbeach, the halacha will be im ola Tarit. Rabbi Shimon said, by these things also like Tarit. Because Rabbi Shimon has a very simple rule. He says as follows, Kol shepsul b'kodesh, HaKadosh B'Kabloi, Lai Hayu B'Sud B'Kadosh, En HaKadosh B'Kabloi. Says Rav Shimon very simple. This is Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat is we have to look at this. What was the disqualifying factor here? If the disqualifying factor here was something that happened before the animal entered the Azara, then that disqualification, and like Rav Shimon will say, what are examples? Raiva, Nerva, Muksa, should be removed from the Mizbeach. If the disqualification only happened after it was put on the Mizbeach, then the halacha is, after it was brought into the Azara, I'm sorry, then Rav Shimon will say, Im Ola Lai Tarit. Taisus takes issue with Rashi's Pshat. Because Taisus says, according to Rashi, what is the problem? The problem is that it happened before it came to the Azara or after it came to the Azara. And we gave an example, Raiva V'Nerva. Raiva V'Nerva happened before it came to the Azara. As Taisus, you could have Raiva V'Nerva after it came to the Azara. So what would be the halacha according to the way Rashi understands Rav Shimon, where an animal was brought to the Azara was perfectly fine, and then it was made into Raiva V'Nerva. According to Rashi's understanding, the halacha is Imala Laitair. But why? So the Briskerov, and because of that, Taisus has a different pshat, which I'll say in a moment. But to help to defend Rashi, the Briskerov actually quotes a Tosfos from Masechta Nida that sort of tweaks Rashi's pshat. And he says pshat and Rashi's like this. Any disqualification that could have happened before came to the Azara is a disqualification that should be taken off the Mizbeach. So yes, it's certainly possible, as I said a moment ago, for Roiva Venirva to happen after the animal was brought to the Azara, because equally has happened before. That's a disqualification that should be removed. However, any disqualification that could only happen after the animal was brought into the Azara, that's where the Aloch is at Malalai Tirit. That's Rashi's Pshat. Taisus Pshat is as follows. Kol Shepsul B'Kaidish, says Taisus, means anything that came disqualified after, not just that it was in the Azara, but it came into contact with a Klisharis. That means a Karban Mincha was put into the Klisharis. An animal had Shechita with a Sakin. That's when the halach is that if the disqualification happened after that event, you don't take it off the Mizbeach. Disqualification came before, it should not be removed. A third pshat in the Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara, I think it's the Meiri's pshat, is as follows. Kol shepsul b'kodesh, any disqualification that has a precedent b'kodesh, that sometimes, and the Gemara is going to give us such examples, Mr. Shimon Ahmed Beis, where there's a precedent in a halacha that even though we have this disqualification, it may be acceptable, then you leave it on the Mizbeach. Kosh Eim Psul B'Kodesh, that there is no precedent in a halacha that this is ever valid, you have to remove. Before we go further, the Tzlach, there are actually two Tzlachs in his drashas based on this concept of Kosh Psul B'Kodesh. He says, Kosh Psulai, he says la halacha, interesting, and this is the halacha. Kol shepsulei. Sometimes we know that the proper way to daven is to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But sometimes it shouldn't happen. But sometimes, because of unavoidable circumstances, one can't daven tefillah b'tzibur. So says the tzlach. The halacha is, and this is indeed the halacha. One should preferably, if you're going to daven b'yichidus, you should better daven in a shul in a basic knesses than to daven at home. So it says, Kol shepsulai, you're not davening the proper tefillah. You're davening tefillah b'yichidus. But if you're davening b'kodesh, you go to a basic knesses, kodesh mekabloi. That tefillah will be miskabel. Kol shaloi, kol shepsulai, shloi b'kodesh. Then not only are you davening b'yichidus, but you're davening at home, it's unacceptable. That's one tzlach. Then the tzlach says another drush in a different place altogether, based on this concept. He says, we know that it's very difficult, not that we don't have an obligation, but he knows that it's very difficult for a person to have the proper kavanah, the proper concentration throughout the whole Shemoneh Esrei. I heard many times the Klaus Magreb used to tell people when they finished Shemoneh Esrei, he used to tell them Shalom Aleichem, because he just traveled around the world. So he said, but what is the halacha? We know the halacha is that by avos, by the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, the concentration is essential. Why? He explains, because if somebody at least tried at the beginning to have the proper concentration, so we're only humans. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that it's difficult. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try, but it's difficult to have kavanah throughout. But if you don't even try at the beginning, that's unacceptable. So he says, that's pshadma. Kol shepsuloi b'kodesh. Your tefillah was sort of puzzle. You didn't have the proper kavanah. But you started the kodesh. You at least started with kavanah. Kodesh b'kabla, it's acceptable. Kosh loipsul b'kodesh. But if you didn't even start with trying to have kavanah, then it's not accepted. A third pshat that I saw in this, again up Pidrush, is from the Sefer Tzemach Tzadik. He explains like this. Kol shepsuloi. A person comes to do the avodah. A person comes to do a mitzvah. Person comes to learn Torah. But he looks at himself as if he is psulai, as if he's sort of disqualified. Who am I? He doesn't consider himself a great individual. He looks at himself sort of as his apostle. HaKadosh B'Kablai. That kind of humility is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kol! V'lohai psul b'kodesh. He thinks, I'm great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that kind of attitude from us. Says the Mishnah further, so what are examples that even Rav Shimon will agree that are not psulim b'kodesh and therefore are not accept even if all alay teirid? And interestingly, the Rishonim point out that our Mishnah uses the words elu, And many times throughout Shas, when the Mishnah uses the words Elu, it's understood to mean as a definitive list. Here, the lists that our Mishnah give are not definitive. There are other examples. Says Sayyid Rishonim that whenever the Mishnah uses the word Elu twice, this is the second time a Mishnah uses the word Elu, then we don't say it means as a definitive list. So says the Mishnah of Elu Shlahay Psulma Kaidish. Haroiveya Vanirva. Vamuktz, it's an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah. Vnevet is an animal that was actually worshipped. Vestan, an animal that was given as payment to a Zayna. Vamechir, an animal that was exchanged for a dog. Vaklayim, Vatrefa, Vayotzidoifen, an animal that was born through cesarean section, not naturally. Ubalimumen. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Machshir Balimumen. In the Mitzvah Shema Tamar Shir, the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Kiva means. Says the Mishnah, also a line that will be explained in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah Shem. Rechanina Sagana Kahanim, Omer, Doichaya Abbas Bali Mumin Bali Gab Mizbeach. My father would not allow Bali Mumin on the Mizbeach. And again, what he means we'll learn tomorrow. Continues the Mishnah. K'shem Shem Olola Yardu. Just like we've been learning that the Halach is Olola Yardu, so too, says the Mishnah, is the Halach of Kach Im Yardu Layalu. If they are brought, if they were taken off the Mizbeach, they should not be put back on. So the Sfasemis and Rabbi Cheskel Abramsi in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel asked the question. Yes, the Mishnah is teaching us a halacha. There's halacha im alu lo yardu, there's halacha im yardu lo yalu. But asks the Sfasemis, the Mishnah seems to be connecting these halachas. Not that the Mishnah is teaching us that there are two halachas. He says, Kishem and Kach. What's the connection between these two halachas? So the Sfasem says, a gevaldig chiddush. He says, when is there a halacha? And I believe it's connected to what we saw, to an issue that we discussed in the previous year. When is there a halacha, says the Sfasem, im olu lo yardu? He says, only if the person who put it on the Mizbeach knew what he was doing. He knew it was disqualified, and he put it on the Mizbeach anyway. Similarly, says the Sfasemis, when is there a halacha that if it was removed from the Mizbeach, don't put it back on? Only when you knew what you were doing. But if it just happened to fall off, not intentionally, you could put it back on. Big chiddush. It's not Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. And in fact, as I said, the Chazon Yecheskel disagrees. And he says, the Sfasemis is a big chiddush, that only if it was deliberately removed from the Mizbeach is there a halacha that should not be put on. It doesn't seem to be saying that in the Mishnah. And he says the way to understand the Mishnah is, just like the Mizbeach, the Mishnah is teaching us that everything has its place. This item that was put on the Mizbeach belongs in the Mizbeach. This item that isn't on the Mizbeach doesn't belong in the Mizbeach. Every object has its place. Perhaps the Machloikus of the Sfasem Sechazani Chesko goes back to an issue that we discussed in the previous year. Because we discussed, how do we understand this concept of im olu lo yardu? Sfasemis understands that you're doing it as a carbon. That you get credit for a carbon. If you're going to get credit for a carbon, you have to put it on specifically, otherwise it's nothing. Chazon Yecheskel says, no, the din of olu lo yardu is only a halacha that whatever's put on the Mizbeach is koilet. So it doesn't make a difference if there was intention. It wasn't intention. If you put it on the Mizbeach, even if it doesn't belong there, it should remain there. Continue the Mishnah. V'kulon sh'olu chayim, all animals that were brought on the Mizbeach when they were alive, v'kulon sh'olu chayim l'rosh Mizbeach, yardu. Says the Mishnah, oilish also chayim l'rosh Mizbeach, an animal that was brought, a common oiler was brought alive to the Mizbeach, tayrit, should be removed. However, says the Mishnah, shach the rosh Mizbeach, if somebody went and shechted this carbon oil on the Mizbeach, says the Mishnah, yafshit v'yinatenach v'mekoyma, then you should continue and complete the procedure on the Mizbeach. And here too, we have a very big machlokes rishonim how to understand the Mishnah. And again, I believe perhaps that it's connected to our issue. Rashi learns, yafshit v'yinatenach v'mekoyma means that you have the right to do it. If you don't want to do it that way, you want to do the yafshit, you want to do the hefshit nituach, not in the Mizbeach, and then bring it back when it's supposed to, perfectly fine. The Rambam learns no, that the Mishnah means Yafshvin in Techenim Mekayim, you must do it there. What's the Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam? Rambam learns that something that becomes, that is put on the Mizbeach is Koilet. That becomes its place. So you don't have an option to take it off. Rashi's learning that it's a din in carbon. But the halacha is that this, there's nothing wrong that happened here. And you could still have a valid carbon if you take it off and bring it back. So therefore, if you want to take it off and bring it back, it's fine. Says the Gemara. There's a pasuk that, as we discuss these halachas. The pasuk says, Tzavis Arvis Bonav Lema, Zois Tyrus Oila, Hia Oila Amoita, Al Mizbeach, Kol Alayla, Arabaykov, Eisha Mizbeach, Tukaba. Says the Brice, Tanya Behuda Omer. The pasuk uses the words, Zois hi ha'oila, harei elu gimel miyutim, Zois tyres ha'oila, the hay, to teach us, prat l'shenishcha b'layla, in a situation where shenishcha b'layla, or shenishcha b'chdama, or shiyotza dama chutz l'kloim, then in all of these situations, even though these are also disqualifications, da'loch obishim also tyres. Ask the ritva, that we've learned numerous times in our shiurim, that ein miyut achem miyut elo l'rabbis. That when we have two successive miyutim, it actually is a ribui. So here we have three miyutim. So why is the Gemara saying that these, why is Rabbi Yehuda teaching us that these are three individual miyutim? Why don't we say ein miyut achem miyut elo l'rabbis? Says the Ritva, and this is an important rule. He says, when do we say ein miyut achem miyut elo l'rabbis? He says, when the two miyutim are mamat, the exact same thing. So there, the Gemara teaches us, why do we need to have two miyutim that are mamat the exact same point? It must be ein miyut achem miyut elo l'rabbis. But when each miyut is mamat a different subject altogether, there is no rule ein miyut achem miyut elo l'rabbis. On the contrary, each miyut is considered a separate miyut, and the rule of ein miyut achem miyut elo l'rabbis doesn't apply. Rav Shimon, however, learns differently. Oila, eini elo k'shera. I would only know that oil k'sher should be put on the mizbeach. Menayin l'rabbis, how do we know that even shenishchta belayla or shenishpach dama or shiyotz dama chutz l'kloim? We've spoken about all these cases in the Mishnah. V'alon v'ayotz v'atamei v'shenishcha chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkaymei v'shekibul psulin v'zarkus damai or hanitanim l'mata shenosin l'mala. As we learned numerous times, there's certain kabonis, carbon oila, that the blood is supposed to be put on the bottom of the chuta sikra. And instead of doing it, putting the blood on the bottom, he put it on the top. Or, lamalish, nos lamata, karmichatas, that the dam, karmichatas behema, that the dam is supposed to be put on the upper half of the mizbeach, shnos lamata, that was put on the bottom half, or, hanitanim bechutch, nitanim befnim. Most kabonis, the dam is supposed to be put on the mizbeach achitzin, here we put it on the mizbeach apnimi. Or vice versa, b'fnim, shenosna b'chutz, a carbon whose dam is supposed to be put on the mizbeach pnimi was put on the mizbeach achitzin, or pesach v'chatos, sheshachtun shloi l'shmon, that we learned in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, are considered disqualified kabbonis, minayim, from where do we know that these kabbonis im ola lo yared, tamalayim tairus ha'oilam, riba tarachs l'kola oilam, the Torah teaches us by all kabbonis, that even if they're disqualified, shem olo lo yardu. That if they're put on the mizbech, they should remain there. Continues the Braisa, Rav Shimon's opinion. Yochel, shanimar b'harivei v'anirva, v'amuks v'anevet, v'estan v'mechiv v'klein v'troifa v'yotzadoifin, that day two, the halacha should be im olo lo yared, tamaloyma zois. Ask the Braisa, omari isa l'hoitzis elu, or l'hoitzis elu. What is the guide, ask the Braisa to Rav Shimon to know what does remain on the Mizbeach, what doesn't remain on the Mizbeach. Answers Rav Shimon, Acha Shariba Kosef, or Miyata Kosef. The Torah seems to indicate that sometimes the halach is it should always remain, and the Torah seems to indicate that sometimes the halach is that it should not remain. So what do I do? Ma'abaniyas Elu Shoy Psulim B'Kodesh, this is the concept that we already learned in the Mishnah. We should include everything that psulim b'kodesh, that disqualified. We had the three pshatim. We'll learn Rashi's pshat, that the disqualification happened in the Azara, By them the Allah is Allah Yairid, Umartsanias Elu Shahai Lahayapsum the Kaidish. But I exclude anything that the disqualification happened, or if we add the brisk Rav's Knech, could happen before it was brought into the Azara. Rabbi Huda, Maisla Mahoch. And as the Rishonim explained Rabbi Huda, the question on Rabbi Huda as follows. Rabbi Shimon has given us a very simple approach. He has the rule that we already learned in the Mishnah. Kol shepsul b'kodesh, kol shelo psul b'kodesh. It's a very straightforward rule. What is Rabbi Huda approach? Says the Gemara, Mevnei ma amru lon b'dam kosher. Why do I hold, says Rabbi Huda, the dam which is lon, dam that was left past shkia, that the zrika was not done, as I said at the beginning of this year, before the shkia, that halacha is that it's kosher, that if it's taken, if it's put on the mizbeach, it can remain there. Sheroi lon kosher be'emrin. Because the halacha is that by the emrin, the halacha is that if the emrin would not put on the mizbeach before amura shachar of the morning after the day that that carbon was brought, it's kosher. And ask the Gemara, how do we know by emrim such as the halacha? Be'emrin kosher. How do we know that if such an emrim, which we violated the halacha of lon, the halacha would be that if they're put on the mizbeach, they may remain there. Shrei lon kosher bebasar. Because the halacha is, and the Gemara will go into this a little more later, but the halacha is carbon shlomim. Carbon shlomim, we know that Torah says, is nechal, is eaten, l'shnei yomim for 2 days of laila echad. So every carbon shlomim meat is lon. So we see that lon is not an issue. So ask Tosfos, why does the Gemara have to compare dam to basar, dam to emrim, and emrim to basar? Why doesn't the Gemara just go straight from dam to basar? Answers Tosfos that since we see that, as we've been describing, that the Torah is stricter by dam than it is by emrim. Why? Because emrim, dam becomes lon already by shkia. Emrim only become lon by the amura shachar. So the distance between the halacha of dam and the halacha of the basar shlam is very far. Therefore, we can't learn dam from basar. So we go in steps. First, we learn dam from emrim, where the disparity is not that significant. And then we take emrim from basar, where again the disparity is not that significant. Tamei. Why is the halacha that if an animal, if a carbon becomes tamei, if it was put on the mizbeach, it may remain there? As we know, we said it many times, tumah hutra b'tzibur, since under certain circumstances a carbon could be brought b'tumah, so we see that tumah has some sort of a leniency. Chutz l'zmanoi. Why is chutz l'zmanoi considered not a problem? Hoyel umaratz l'pigulai. Since the halacha is, as we learned, that a carbon, the halacha is that if somebody does the shechita with a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, unless the rest of the avoida is done properly, then the carbon, there won't be a chiv karis for eating this carbon. So we see that the avoida, even on a carbon that became pigel, is to be completed. Similarly, if this carbon that's pigel is put on the mizbeach, it should remain there. Chutz l'mkaymai. What about chutz l'mkaymai? Hoyel v'iskish l'chutz l'zmanoi. Since we compare chutz l'kaimai to chutz l'zmanoi, because as we learned just in the previous year, the din of chutz l'kaimai is learned from the same pasuk as chutz l'zmanoi. Shekibla psulim v'zarkus damim, says the Gemara, when is that an issue? Says the Gemara, b'chanech psuli d'choz l'avoydus tzibur. We're only talking about such situations that there are times where the halacha is that these individuals may do the avoida. The best example is somebody that's tamei. So since the halacha is that under certain circumstances a carbon can be brought tumah, we just said, therefore even in a situation where this carbon is not a carbon tzibur, it's a carbon yachid, and if the person who did the avoid is a tamei, since there is a precedent that a carbon can be brought in tumah, that's why we could be lenient. Ask the Gemara, going back to what we discussed a moment ago, how do we know, said the Gemara, that Amrim. Let's just focus what the Gemara said. The Gemara said the Amrim that were lon don't become disqualified. Why are Amrim that were lon not disqualified? Because the carbon shlomim is allowed to be lon. Ask the Gemara, how can we make such a comparison? The chidorin dovish loy bechsheroi, vidovish bechshero. When the carbon shlomim is left overnight on that night between the 2 days it may be eaten, nothing wrong happened. This man that the Torah gave for the carbon shlomim is shnei yom v'layla echad. But when somebody left the Amrim past the Amud HaShachar, he did something wrong. So how can we compare those two situations and say, if it's good here, it's good there? The chidon and davar shloi bechsheroi. When you left the Amrim past the Amud HaShachar, you did the wrong thing. When you had the carbon shlomim, which there's nothing wrong with, says the Gemara, question is great. So if so, we're back to our question. Why is the halacha by lon? Why is the halacha by lon that the halacha is imol lo yared? Answers the Gemara, Tana zois toras ha'ila. The pasuk says zois toras ha'ila riba samachla. He's relying that riba goes to lon. Before we end the shir, there's a beautiful, powerful vart from the Beis Yisrael. He says, what's our Gemara teaching us? We're talking about animals. We're talking about kabbonis that become disqualified. He says sometimes not only kabbonis become disqualified, sometimes people become disqualified. We do averis. But the pasuk is teaching us what is the way to become, to fix ourselves. What is the way to correct ourselves? Tana azois toiras. If somebody unfortunately moves away from what he's supposed to be doing, toira. If he learns HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holy toira, that's the way he becomes an oiler. That's the way he can become Kaddish again.